want us to just suffer in silence, and people of all races want those of us who are opposed and bothered by injustice to just suffer in silence. Don't take any action against it. Even something as peaceful, as quiet, as non-threatening as kneeling. We don't want you to do that. Don't do anything. Just isn't it interesting that so often when the people say kneeling during the national anthem is wrong, and you ask them, well, what should they do in its place? Most of them refuse to even think about a viable alternative. So they want to complain about the kneeling, but they don't have something else to replace it with. And it's not just white people who are doing that. That's why you're not hearing me say the white racist. It's not just the white racist who's taking this position. There are plenty of black people who are taking that same position. They are upset with the protesters, and they express much more hostility and concern about the kneel than about the injustice. Just be silent. You have a right to disapprove of it, but don't express your disapproval. The Lord Jesus is going to be expressing his disapproval of injustice when he comes back. He is going to bring justice, as we've read previously, to the nations, to the world, to the earth. And he is not going to be bringing justice by being silent about it, by just silently disapproving of it. He's going to be taking action. His action is going to lead to law that will bring about justice. As I said, justice does not bring about itself any more than injustice brings about itself. Jesus will bring about justice and do away with the injustice. Isaiah 56 this time. Isaiah chapter 56. I know a lot of people really don't have a problem with injustice as long as they're convinced that it will never touch them or any of the people who mean something to them. So it becomes a very, very selfish proposition. And they can come up with all kinds of excuses as to why they criticize the people who stand up for justice, as long as they're convinced that they personally will never be touched by injustice. If they ever were hit by injustice, it was so long ago that it no longer matters to them because they're convinced it'll never happen again. Not to them, not to their spouse, not to their children. Isaiah 56, verse 1. This is what the Lord says: maintain justice and do what is right. Maintain justice. Again, justice does not bring justice about. People do, and people maintain the justice or otherwise. Maintain justice and do what is right. For my salvation is close at hand, and my righteousness will soon be revealed. It is so amazing to me that so often, whether it is in the exact same verse, sometimes the exact same sentence, often the very same chapter, when justice is mentioned, God's righteousness is mentioned. Maintain justice and do what is right. For my salvation is close at hand, and my righteousness will soon be revealed. Blessed is the man who does this, the man who holds it fast. Who does what? Who maintains justice and does what is right. Blessed is the man who does this, the man who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it. How do you desecrate the Sabbath? The Sabbath is a day of the week. It is a day that we are supposed to be resting. It is a day that we're supposed to be relaxing. So how do you desecrate it? How do you desecrate a Sabbath day? Remember, this day, this Sabbath day, represents something. It represents a time of togetherness, a time of coming together to do what is right, a time to come together to make sure that we are honoring our God the way He wants us to honor Him, specifically by worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, revering Him and showing Him that we honor Him and revere Him by how we conduct our lives from day to day, resting from working, and making sure, as He says here, and keeps His hand from doing any evil. Blessed is the man who does this, the man who holds it fast, who keeps the Sabbath without desecrating it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Let's turn to Isaiah 58 now. Take a look at, again, here's my point. Let me back up for just a minute. My point. God is letting His people know that the Sabbath stands for something. It represents something. It is a day of rest. And we can desecrate it by living in a way that is opposite of the way we should be living as people who honor the Sabbath. You cannot truly honor the Sabbath without truly honoring the God of the Sabbath, the Lord of the Sabbath. Cannot do it. Isaiah 58, beginning at verse 1, we're going to talk about fasting for a minute. And as we talk about this fasting, we're going to take a look at what its purpose is. We're going to take a look at what God says about its purpose and how well the people either do or don't live up to that purpose. And what He says about their failure to live up to that purpose, their success in living up to that purpose.